You are now plugged into Action Feature.
Ding dang, tick tick dang, dickity dicky dick.
What is a dicky dick? This is
this
not
is
the
not
words.
The song. A little Borat Regis throwback.
Regis.
Regis.
What is it?
I like your
legs. Can I touch?
That was a very nice house. the one good thing to come out of Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, the only thing.
The only good thing.
The only good one.
Hey, everybody. It's time for some Action Features.
It's a week late.
Yeah.
It's my fault.
We can tell you why. It's because of Mike.
It's my fault.
He got sick. Sat there just moaning and complaining about being sick.
I can't do the show.
I sat in here
yeah.
while we were supposed to record the show and just complain
the whole time.
We record.
I was trying to do other things. Oh, I can't do the show.
Yeah.
That's basically how it went.
Yep.
Yep. But you're back now.
Now I'm back.
You're 100%.
Oh, I'm happy to be back. I'm not 100%.
I give you a grade A. 100%. You sound good. Nobody would want to hear you like that.
Nobody would want to hear me the way I was before.
I don't like listening to people sick. I really don't. I don't like listening to the people with the scratchy voice and the coughing and everything. No, I'm just like, you know what? Just go home.
There's going to be a cough or two tonight, I'll tell you that.
Why do you have toilet paper sitting out, by the way?
In case my nose has been running a little bit.
Couldn't you use, like, tissues?
Where do I get those?
Those are intended for buttholes. Not face holes.
You know what? You know what my mom always said?
What's that?
The nose or the buttholes of the face.
Hey, that's true. That's very true.
Yeah.
Your mom always said that?
Yep.
Oh. Hmm.
It smells from both. You get smells from both.
Okay. Yep. All right, well, so last week we were going to talk about the Toy Fair reveals, and we're still going to do that this week. So we're not as exactly as topical as we would like to be.
We're behind,
hey,
but so what?
You know what? You've had time to digest what you saw at Toy Fair. So, now you can digest what we're going to say about Toy Fair.
Yeah.
And then we got a couple of just random things to talk about.
Yeah.
Don't be peeking at my list.
I can't see that. I can't read that from here. Trust me.
Are you going to start with the Toy Fair?
Well, we can start with Toy Fair if you like.
We'll start with some sweet treats.
First, we'll start with some sweet treats. My mom, you know, is always sending things for us to try on the show. And she said, what do you want? I said, well, it's got to be something. I want something different. You know, it's got to be something, like, weird or whatever.
Yeah.
So Cheetos apparently has put out this thing called Sweetos.
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 Check out the Sweetos, my burritos.
Which is cinnamon sugar puffs. I imagine this is a Cheeto base with cinnamon sugar instead of cheese.
I got to be honest. I've eaten basically nothing but sweets the entire day.
Oh.
Almost the whole day I've eaten nothing but sweets. But I'm still going to eat them.
I got to tell you what. I like these better than I thought.
Are they something like the the Taco Bell?
Sort of. But these taste like they've got some butter on them.
Oh, my goodness. Those are great.
Pretty good,
huh? It's like cinnamon toast.
Yeah, with butter.
Wow, those are really yummy.
I like that better than I thought.
This tastes like a piece of cinnamon toast.
Yep.
Wow. Limited time. Why would this be a limited time?
Well, you can see the graphics display an Easter time.
This is not an Easter thing, though. These would be good all the time.
It's got nothing to do with Easter. They limited themselves when they made the thing shaped like Easter eggs.
But you don't even have to say they're shaped like Easter eggs. You can just say this is the shape.
This is just round.
This is just the way it's shaped. It's just round with some squiggly lines.
The people at Cheetos don't understand that. They
it's a couple of wavy lines.
Said, oh, we've limited ourselves. Go ahead and put them out.
Oh man, those are great.
Pretty good, huh?
Those are really great. Good job, Mike's mom. Those are really great.
I don't even want to get to the...
Don't even open those. Don't open those fudge stripe cookies.
Got the fudge stripe cookies. I'm not even going to open those.
See if we can make it to the next show on that.
We can wait.
We made it a couple weeks on that. We didn't open them. We said we're going to open those in the show.
Still good.
I said, I don't know if it's going to make it that long. And it made it that long. And we even had an extra week on there. Man, these are good.
We're going to record again next week. Hopefully a Star World.
We don't record Star World.
Oh, that's what I meant. I meant to broadcast a Star World.
Yeah.
We've got to clean the tape first.
Yeah.
See if we can get it adequately cleaned.
You know, get all the dust out of it.
Get the dust off the tape.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't stop eating these now.
Those are crazy good. The butteriness is... It's
That's what makes it.
It's crazy how they put that in there.
I care less about the
cinnamon. It really
tastes
like it's like soaked in butter.
Yeah. It probably is soaked in butter.
I don't know if you can. No. It's got to be some kind of processed taste.
It's a processed
it can't be the
butter.
Real butter.
No, it's not real butter, I'm sure. Vegetable oil, buttermilk, salt. That's where all that comes from.
Man, yeah. Those are good. Those are real good.
Oh, it's got riboflavin in it.
Cheetos, Sweetos. Everybody go buy those right now because, man, they're good. You only have a limited time to do it. So if you're hearing this episode, you know, late
get out for
in
it.
The game past Easter, you're out of luck.
Mmm, this has some ferrous sulfate in it. Mmm. Mm.
That's my favorite kind of sulfate. Yeah. You just pour them all over the table. That I'm just going to have to eat them.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about Toy Fair.
Okay.
You want to start with the good or start with the bad?
To be honest, I was nonplussed about Toy Fair in general.
Yeah.
So I didn't write anything down.
I did.
Some things will... I'm leaving it to you to spark my memory, so however you want to...
I got to be honest with you, too. It was not a great Toy Fair. Like, there were some things that really kind of shined that I thought were really neat. But overall, I remember years past where we'd be going through the Toy Fair coverage and it would just be thing after thing after thing, like, that's awesome. That's really cool. I can't wait to buy that. I can't wait to see that. This time around, there were very few things where I'm like, I can't wait to buy that. I can't wait to see that. For me, NECA, the last few years running, has been the best toy company at the show. And I think it's the same deal this year. But there's not as many offerings that they have that I'm personally interested in. I thought everything they showed looked great,
yeah.
But I'm not as interested in as many things this year from them as I have in years past.
Yeah.
That being said, there are the highlights for the things I want to buy are from them that were shown there. So let's just, since we're talking about NECA anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The quarter scale 1990 Ninja Turtle Donatello was the coolest thing at the show. What a complete surprise.
From the movie.
From the movie.
Yeah.
Looked so good. I mean, the sculpt on that thing is incredible. If you just showed that picture to somebody, you would be hard-pressed to judge if it was like a display of the costume or the actual figure. It looked so good. They're going to do all four turtles, one a quarter this year, and I guess in the first quarter next year. And they said, this is just the beginning. There's going to be a lot more turtle stuff coming.
Give me a quarter scale April 1.
April 1, not April 2.
I don't want April 2.
Not April 2. And I guess they haven't said for sure yet if it's only limited to the 1990 movie that they can do stuff from or if it's all of Turtles. If they can, it'd be great if they could go back and finish off the comic line that they started where they showed Shredder and the Foot Soldier and...
the Shred Dude.
Yeah, if they could go back and finish that off and maybe even re-release those Turtles, I think that'd be great. And they haven't also said if it's only limited to quarter scale. So I don't know what the whole deal is. They've been trying for a long time to get Turtles back.
Mm.
And I guess this is a sign. And man, I love that they appreciate like the 80s and the 90s
type of look of things. Yeah.
Whereas companies like Sideshow like to always put their take on things, to put their twist on it, or to their interpretation of it. Whereas NECA's like, oh yeah, we're going to do Rambo from like the first Rambo film, or we're going to do the first four Rocky films, and the Ninja Turtle we're going to make isn't the current Turtles. We're going to make the 1990 movie Turtles because that was an awesome interpretation of Turtles. So, yeah, that was my favorite thing at NECA's booth. But they also had other things that were good there. I thought the ultimate, even though we saw...
My favorite thing was April 1.
April 1 is easily my favorite thing, too.
From Toy Fair.
From the Toy Fair, yep. We saw a hint of this beforehand, but the Ultimate Technoir Terminator was there, and he looks awesome. The Alien 3 Ripley, we'd seen some teases of that. I love how they handled it, where it's got the switch-out arms. So you can do it with the jacket or without the jacket. All the Alien stuff they
I'm
showed
I'm hoping
was
that
really
that
cool.
was just a paint, like a an early painted prototype. It didn't look up to their standards. It looked kind of...
It looks like it was a painted hard copy or something like that. I like that they're doing, too, they're doing this like creature pack, where it's the stasis tube or whatever from Aliens with a facehugger in it. And you get a couple chest busters, and then you get the chest bursters, and the buster from Alien 3, like the fully formed kind of baby alien that pops out.
Face man.
And then the queen face hugger and the face hugger. I think it's a neat way of getting kind of those smaller things all out there in one pack, and it would be interesting to see what they apply that kind of thing to other properties, where it's not just a figure, it's like a almost like an accessory pack.
Yeah.
Bill and Ted...
Yep.
I really want Bill and Ted figures, but I personally, I have a few of their retro figures, and they're really well done. It's just not really my cup of tea as much.
It's not mine either, and we talked about it. That's something that I would spend $18 a piece on a figure easily.
Yeah.
But $30 a piece on those retro figures, I'm not interested in.
It's really tough. I understand why they do those with certain properties where it's they're not sure they're going to get the return on investment to go all in on that tooling.
Yeah.
And just reusing the same body and then just putting clothing on it. But it's tough for me to put in the $30 for them.
Yeah.
That part is tough.
I know I'm not.
But they look good.
They look good.
It's just not usually the kind of figures that I personally collect. I'm trying to think of the other things they had there that I was really digging on. The Predators looked great. I think that it's amazing what they've done with that line. We've said it a few times now. There's up to Series 16 on those.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy that they've got, and that's their top selling line.
What was it, the Night Stalker Predators in that?
The glow in the dark one.
That's really cool.
That's so cool, man.
I used to love that Kenner figure.
Me too. Yeah, it's an all Kenner wave. It's Stalker. They're using one of the Predators from like a KB2 pack.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's one of the ones in there. And then they're doing Deluxe Clan Leader, and he looks really cool. Hang on one second. My sister's calling me on my cellular telephone.
Okay, go ahead and take it.
So go ahead and tell a little story or something.
Okay, let's see. Story. Oh, okay. So hey, this is something exciting that happened to me. Was it Kroger?
No, but I'm moving.
And I'm walking in, and this guy approaches me, and he says, stop me if you guys have heard this one before. This guy approaches me, and he says, hey, you got a quarter? I was like,
I don't know, man.
Let me check the pockets. So I look at my pocket. I don't have an actual quarter. I have two dimes, and I find two dimes and a nickel and some change. So I said, well, I have 25 cents, but it's not a quarter. And he said, man, that's not good enough. I need another quarter. I don't want just 25 cents. I want 50 cents. And I said, listen, buddy. Okay.
All right. Well, that's maybe the furthest you made in the story.
To be continued.
Okay, so what were we saying? We're talking about NECA. Oh, the Predators.
Predaheads.
Yeah, so that Stalker looks great, the glow-in-the-dark one. And then the Clan Leader, and I can't remember what the other one was off the top of my head. But they all look super cool. And it's really amazing what they've managed to do with that line. They also show their Cine Machines, which are really cool.
Well, those are neat.
I want to see those in person. I think I'll be tempted by a couple of those.
They're 6 inches long, they said, which is a pretty substantial.
Yeah.
And to be die-cast metal.
Yeah, that's cool. And if it's a neat-looking ship of something like the Nostromo, I would probably put down $20 for a highly detailed, like, 6-inch die-cast vehicle of that. I think it would be cool to have on the shelf. All right, so I think that about covers NECA, the stuff that we really dig on.
Yeah, NECA. I can't think of anything else that I saw.
Yeah, I don't remember anything either. They had some quarter scale stuff other than the Rockies. The Rockies, it's cool that the Rocky line's coming back.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And then they had the quarter scale, I think Harley Quinn from Arkham, but I really don't like any design of Harley except for classic animated Harley. But that's just not my cup of tea. It looked good, it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on to DC Collectibles.
Okay.
Now, I still feel kind of burned, but they tried to pull that whole, hey, you bought the Batmobile. You like it? Oh, a couple months later, here we're going to solicit the Batmobile again, but this time you can get it with two figures and a bat signal that are exclusive with the Batmobile. The backlash was huge on it, of people that are like, that's not fair. I already bought the Batmobile. I want this other stuff, but you kind of hosed me.
Mm.
And so now they're going back and saying, oh, well, we're going to release the bat signal and the two figures separate.
Okay.
Yeah, but you tried to pull something on everybody, and you got such negative backlash on it that then you had to pull back on it. So what's to stop you from doing this again? And Shardimus Prime, who's one of these online reviewers, he even said something to that effect as he was interviewing him at the thing, and they had the bat plane.
I've seen that guy. I've seen that guy before.
He said, he was saying to him about the Batwing, now what's to stop you from pulling the same thing again? Should people buy this one, or should they wait and see if you do a deluxe one? They're like, oh, well, there's nothing better we can do on that Batwing than what it already is. Yeah, but there was nothing better you can do on the Batmobile, and yet you still did it again.
Of course you would say that.
Of course you would say that. He glossed over it, the DC guy did. But it really burned me, like they tried to pull this. So it kind of took the magic off of what they were putting out there. I wasn't as impressed by everything as I probably should have been, because I've kind of gone, man, I really just really felt burned that they did that. It was all really cool stuff, but I wasn't as excited as I possibly could have been. The other thing is, man, they're doing a movie line, like, for their new cinematic universe, and they're just 6-inch figures. The same as the other 6-inch figures they've been putting out. And they're $50 a piece.
$50?
$50 a piece.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, but no. Ah. It's not worth it. They're not that nice.
I'll tell you what. These toy companies,
they're crazy, man.
They're getting more bold
with
these pricing options. And me personally, I'd rather just not buy toys. I guess the whole point of toys to me is that this is a cheap, fun thing that I can kind of do. And if it becomes like, you know, if it's a big deal, if I have to wait, if I have to think, if I have to budget and save money to buy one figure or something, that's not really working for me.
No, it's not.
For a 6-inch figure, it's not worth it. Think of all the things you can get with $50.
I'm thinking about it right now.
You could probably buy 25 bags of these Sweetos.
Go to town.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Save up, because they're for a limited time.
So I don't, there's nothing else I really want to talk about with them. The only thing I really buy is the DC collectibles.
They did. I saw they're doing a Batgirl in a bat cycle.
Yeah,
that's cool looking. That's from a comic, right?
Yeah, it's from the current version of Batgirl, and I'm not a huge fan of that.
I liked that they. I know. I liked that they did the
bat signal,
the bike. The
bat cycle. That's cool. Yeah, I'm just not a big fan of the design. And that's their Icons line, which is a very articulated line, and those are only $20 a piece.
Right.
Everything
they've put out so far has been
$20,
top notch. You know,
yeah,
$20
to $25. The Batman animateds are loaded with stuff, and they're $20 to $25.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Okay, so that covers them. I think I was kind of surprised by how weak of a showing that Playmates had for Turtles. Every year, now that this new line has started, I kind of look forward to showing Keaton what's coming. Like, I'm like, oh, they're going to do this, and they're going to do this. And they had, like, two new figures. And then they had this big display, but it was all old stuff on it. And I'm like, man, what are you doing? Like, you got a new movie coming out?
Playmates.
It was odd.
Maybe somebody from Hasbro went over there and gave them some advice and said, this is how you run a toy company.
Don't show anything. Let's move on to Hasbro.
Let them make do. Yeah, let's move on to Hasbro.
What's up with Star Wars, dude?
I've been wondering that a while. Now, let's talk about Star Wars. The movie comes out. We're both pumped about it. The weekend after I saw it, I was dying to spend some money on some Star Wars stuff. Didn't really find anything, or there were no figures out, whatever. Now, they've shown two waves or three now, new waves that...
I think it's three, because I think there's the Han wave with Han and Rey. There's the one I found yesterday for the first time, the Unker Plutt, Captain Rex, Finn. And I think there's another one that has Nien Num, how are we going to say it?
Yeah.
Akbar, Maskless, Kylo Ren,
right.
A couple other characters.
That Maskless Kylo Ren looks not good.
It looks crappy. Like a cereal toy.
He's got the really short legs. Why don't you just use the same figure and switch the head out?
Why does he have a hood over his head still, too?
Right.
There's never a point in the movie where he takes the mask off and still wears the hood over his head.
Why can't they use the same figure?
I don't know. I don't get it.
It doesn't... So this is what I was worried about. When I started collecting those 5-point figures, I thought, they're not going to get out enough stuff, and some jagaloon is going to come in, and, you know, the sculpting is going to change.
Yeah.
And so anyway, back to my point. Three waves have been shown. Each is just three figures, and some of them only contain one new figure and two reissued figures that we don't need. Who's making decisions here? Why aren't these out? Star Wars is going to come and gone. We're going to be on to Rogue One by the time, you know, you get key characters from Force Awakens. And I
have never seen the Han. Like, I still haven't seen the three. I saw one 6-inch Han so far, and I've seen no 3 3/4 Hans.
Yeah.
And Han is a main character in Force Awakens.
He's the driving...
And we knew Han was a main character in Force Awakens since the first trailer.
Right.
There's no reason that Han... I understand why Luke was not out.
Right.
But there's no reason that Han shouldn't have been in the first waves. There's just no reason. And there's definitely no reason that by the time the movie came out that there shouldn't have been Han everywhere. Everybody's doing the Where's Rey? Well, at least she had a figure.
Yeah.
for a couple months before the movie came out.
Where's Han?
Where's Han? Is more like it. It's he's nowhere. You can't find that figure anywhere.
Right.
So I'm thinking that when they're going to show stuff at Toy Fair, okay, they'll catch up here. They're going to show a bunch of new stuff for not only Force Awakens, but for also the classic trilogy to bring the line back up to speed. Because that's what we were getting with Saga Legends, where it was a mix of all the different films in one line. Nope.
Nothing.
Here's a few Rebels figures.
Nothing.
And I think there are maybe three or four Rebels figures, tops.
Yeah.
And a Maz from a three-pack that they had showed like a week before Toy Fair.
Right.
And that's it. That's insane to me. That's a horrible showing.
Yeah, I'm very... very curious about what's going on at Hasbro.
What is happening?
They're
like,
just
every show it's been lately, and I understood back at San Diego Con why they weren't showing stuff, and back at the other Toy Fair why they weren't showing stuff. But why are they still not showing anything? Like it's ridiculous. And as far as the Black Series 6-inch line goes, there was a figure based on a video game, a figure from the Rebels cartoon, a Leia we already knew about, and an AT-AT driver. And that was about it. And that's all pretty much stuff we had known about for months that were coming. They just finally showed them. What? Is Star Wars not your top line anymore? Do you not care about it?
If it's not, I don't know what is, because
it felt like Transformers was, because their Transformers showing was awesome.
Yeah.
Tons of great stuff. I looked at the pictures of it all together, and it looked like a 1987 Toy Fair. Like, it was loaded with Transformers stuff. And there's not even, like, a Transformers movie or anything coming. It was just a huge showing. Whereas Star Wars has got big, giant movies coming out every year from now until who knows when.
Right.
And it was like, here's a couple figures. Oh, it's like they almost forgot that they had Star Wars.
Well, you know, they want you to make do.
Make do.
Speaking of making do with Hasbro, they finally showed, you guys know that we have complained very much about not getting the Chris Pratt Owen figure from Jurassic World when the movie came out. It was just nowhere. So they finally show one, and it looks like garbage. I mean, it just looks like a straight up, like, it looks like a Trendmasters figure from 2000.
It looks like the, what are those, Street Players that made the old Phantom figures?
Yeah.
It looks like they got back in business just for this one figure. It looks terrible.
It's really, it's goofy looking, I'm thinking...
bad proportions and stance.
You've been doing this...
weird, goofy smile.
You've been hitting it out of the park with the Star Wars stuff. Why don't you just apply that to this?
Do they have multiple teams?
Why
and there's
not?
Like an A team and like a B team and a C team, and they were just like,
yeah, probably.
Everybody's complaining. Get the D team in here and just finish off this Chris Pratt figure really quick.
So you're going to give us this figure that we wanted, and not a good one.
No.
But finally, give us one. What, 6 months, 7, 8 months,
a
9 months,
year?
A year after the movie?
I mean, by the time
been
it
out?
Actually hits, it's going to be a year after the film hit.
Right.
You're going to give us the main character of a movie from a year ago.
Good planning.
That's smart, man.
Guess what?
You really,
I'm not buying it.
Really knocked it out of the park, Hasbro.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either,
Why
man.
Do it at all now?
I don't get that. You had your chance when the movie was out to do the main character from the movie.
You knew that movie was going to... you knew you were going to put out toys for that movie.
And you know he's not the same scale as the figures they put out with those dinosaurs.
Nor is he the same articulation or anything like that.
He
so
has nothing to do with the other figures.
Right.
He's all by himself, just like, hey, here it is. Here's the figure you wanted. Silly, man.
It's
really silly.
Hasbro is maddening to me. I like some
crazy
things that they're making, but they're causing
weird
me to just throw my hands up in the air, you know? I don't care.
Ravens like, I just don't care.
Yeah.
I saw that Unker Plutt yesterday, and I was like, this is a really great figure. This is really well done. But I was just like, I'm not going to buy this because...
there's got to be something that causes you to buy something other than just having...
yeah.
You know, just spending money on something.
They killed the excitement for the line because they just don't seem like they cared about the line. Like, it was like, oh, well, we did Star Wars, and here's a few of them 2 months before the movie comes out, and then, make do.
Make do.
Just make do. So, that I think that about covers anything we care about for Hasbro. Mattel. Motu Classics line still going. They showed some cool stuff. But I really feel like looking at the selection of stuff they showed, it's losing steam. It's just there's running out of stuff to do. I mean, there's some cool stuff like the Rotan. That's a really cool vehicle, and they're including a cool like model kit illustration pilot to go with him. But then I see like Tuscador, and it's like that's a great figure, but it's Tuscador from the New Adventures. Is this really?
Yeah.
You're worth a subscription. You're finally running out of things you can do that really draw people in. And no shame against, or bad word against them. I mean, they did everything they could possibly do.
Right.
That line's been going for years now. And it's awesome that they are finishing it off for all the people that are still with it, filling in the last few things you need from each faction. But it's just, it wasn't like a wow moment amongst the stuff there. It was just like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. You're doing that guy and you're doing these. That's
speaking about Matty collectors.
Yeah.
The Thundercats look really cool.
They look great.
But I saw something yesterday that caused my eyebrows to perk up.
Like a Fright Feature Ghostbuster.
Yeah, they had the Pumira figure, Pumira.
Yeah.
And so they showed the original head sculpt and a new head sculpt, and they said, due to customer feedback, we've decided to go ahead and tackle this. Now, all they did was basically shorten the neck.
Yeah.
And they changed some things that weren't really, like, didn't seem that big of a deal. I thought
they did the same with Lino.
The original one looked fine to me.
Yeah.
I agree the neck was a little too tall, but I'm thinking, like, of all the things that Matty Collector, like, of all the things that they've done with the He-Man line and everything, like, now you want to listen to customer feedback on this little tiny issue that...
I will give them the credit. Toy Guru is no longer there.
That is true. He's gone.
So...
Maybe that's...
Feedback actually seems like it matters now.
Maybe
like
that's the difference.
There have been a lot of changes where it's like, people complain about things and it does get fixed. Like, the Lion-O was altered a lot and it was for the better. Like, It really was more. I feel like it's more on model than what it was before.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's a difference in management. Well,
maybe that's what it was. I just thought it was funny. I was like, man,
I want those so bad.
I know they're tempting. But
I don't want to subscribe to Matty though. Matty, no. I got burnt. I just can't sign up for another one. I would love to have that Mummy Mumra, but I don't want to be trapped into the Matty sub to be able to get him. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't like giving my credit card. I don't like giving them free reign to send me whatever. It's just not ideal to me anymore. I don't like that scenario. But that being said, they do look great.
They look cool.
Look really great. The other thing that looked great, I thought, was the Dark Knight Returns armored Batman. I thought it looked awesome, and that was completely a surprise. I've always wanted the armored Batman from Dark Knight Returns as a figure. He's only ever been a statue. DC Collectibles didn't do him as an armored figure. Mezco didn't do him as an armored figure. Metacom didn't do the armored figure. I'm buying that.
Yeah.
I'm buying that armored Batman. I can't wait to own that. And it looks great. I mean, who knows what it'll look like in production, but the prototype looks great.
Yeah.
As far as things that didn't look great, a lot of their like live action DC figures look bad. Like the Suicide Squad figures look terrible.
I don't even know.
The Deadshot looks like something Trendmasters made.
Hmm. Well, they do set trends.
Yeah, they do.
They've mastered trends.
The goofy removable mask. Ben Affleck Batman with the giant rubbery mask they got on over it. That never works. Why are you doing that? Do an interchangeable head.
It never works.
Just do an interchangeable head.
Toy companies are still trying to figure that out. They're still trying to get
Back of Mission Impossible did it with the removable rubbery masks.
Yeah.
That's as good as it's ever going to get.
Ask Dustin Wood about how good that is.
Ask Dustin Wood about that figure and how well it works.
Yeah.
He'll tell you it works great.
Is that the one we sent?
It is the one we sent him. Yeah. So, yeah. And then the Ghostbusters. Female Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Those look like garbage.
They don't look very good, I gotta be honest.
The sculpts on those are poor. Their torsos are as long as their legs. They look goofy and silly, but it also gave us our first look at the main villain from the Ghostbusters film, apparently. And I think his name is Rowan, I want to say. And it's basically the logo ghost with the bow tie.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how they...
So, anyway, McFarlane, and he's doing Spawn again.
Yeah.
And it's a statue, it looks like.
Yep.
Why'd you come back with that, Todd? You know people like articulation now.
I wondered if that was a reissue that he was doing because
it looks like an old one.
I mean, it just looks like...
Just looks like any other statue-y Spawn figure. There's nothing new there. It's like...
He's picked up a couple licenses that I'm worried... I like McFarlane's stuff. Like, the sculpting is always really good. I think
the Walking Dead figures...
The Walking Dead figures are...
They've gotten better.
Yeah, they've gotten better.
He started with the statue thing, and then he moved on to articulated.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's the right move. And now they all are just kind of in vanilla poses, and they've got good articulation.
They have mixed articulation.
They do. But I think for the most part, they're pretty decent.
Yeah.
But it's, he has odd choices about what he does.
Right. I can't remember what... He's got another Build-A-Set license
for Build-A-Set,
and it's like... Something really weird, like it's not Furbies, but it's something like...
Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's building sets. Like
that. It's odd.
I'm worried that he's going to wind up, you know, spending money on this stuff, and that all that's going to sit. And he's going to...
I don't know.
He's going to tank, you know?
I really don't get the Spawn statue thing, though. That's the biggest... I mean, the Five Nights at Freddy's is popular. I don't know anything about it, but it's right. popular.
Okay.
But the statue, going back to statues for Spawn, I feel like it's a step backwards.
Is it an anniversary or something?
No.
Hmm.
He's just doing it.
I guess if you're Todd McFarlane, I would say, hey, you want a figure? Here. You want a statue? Yeah, I'm going to make that. But...
I don't get...
There's nothing to drive the need for a Spawn...
I don't want to pull back to that time period of... We're getting past that. Like, NECA was trapped with that. They followed the McFarlane's suit, and they kind of were doing the statue-y type thing. And they've just kind of kept getting better and better with hiding joints and making figures that really are able to pose but not look goofy. I think that a lot of companies like Marvel Legends, maybe sometimes they take it a little far, but they're doing good sculpts with a mix of articulation, and DC Collectibles is doing it. And I really hope that it doesn't signal a step back to, oh, that sold well, the statue Spawn. Maybe people are wanting more non-articulated figures. Because, no, people don't want that.
That's not it.
They don't want that. We move past that. Let's not go back to that. We move past it. I don't know.
Hmm.
That's about all he had, though, that was interesting to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like I said, he's picking up, like, weird licenses. He's doing Walking Dead and, like...
Yeah, there was some other... There was anime. Some anime thing he's doing, too. I don't know what it is. No. I'm not a big anime guy, so I don't
know. We don't know.
I think that about covers everything that I want to talk about for Toy Fair.
I just want to say one thing about Boss Fight Studios, who had a little something. Okay, they put out these awesome figures, which I pre-ordered. I was so excited about these that I pre-ordered these, and I never do this.
You never pre-order anything.
I never pre-order anything.
I never heard of you doing a pre-order of anything.
You'll never hear about it again, but I did it this time because this is a small company. They really put a lot into this, and it's gotten to a comical... It's very funny right now what they're doing on Facebook. They keep putting up pictures saying, our shipments have come in, because they're waiting on this stuff to come in from China, right? All these proofs. And they're like, our shipments are in. They're showing like all these boxes of figures and stuff, and they're like showing pictures of them playing with them on their desk. They're like, these are fun to play with. And I'm like, can you please,
I'm taking my figure to work
can you
today.
Please just get us the product? Stop
teasing everybody.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's funny, and I'm not mad at them, but... Come on, let's stop.
Yeah.
Stop teasing me. Stop teasing me with this stuff and just get it to me already.
That's rough, seeing somebody else have the thing that you want and constantly posting pictures of the thing that you want.
Well, that's what they're...
Especially when you paid for the thing that you want.
That's what they're doing is, like, they're, like, they literally have said, hey, these are fun to play with, and they're, like, posing them, like, around the...
I wouldn't know.
Around the office and stuff.
Didn't send
and it's
me
like,
mine.
Okay, so you've got them.
And you've got time to play with them.
You've got time to play with them. You've got...
Maybe you can ship them.
Maybe you can send those to me because I already spent the money on it. So I just want...
Oh, that Fresh Monkey Fiction just showed that they've got Nexus for the next wave. I think.
Really?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find a picture of it. I'll show it to you real quick.
Were they doing the Secret Wars style?
Yeah.
Is that how this is going to be?
Adventure Heroes, yeah.
That makes sense, and that is cool.
Let me see if I can find a picture of it real quick. I think it was on Facebook that I saw it.
Ma'am, I can't stop eating these.
I can't either, dude. It's that buttery taste. It's good, man.
And they
man.
Put some chemical on here. Woo. I love chemicals.
Yeah, I don't know what they've done here to be able to mimic this wonderful buttery flavor, but yeah, see? Nexus. Series 2.
That's cool.
That's a really cool looking figure, man.
Steve Rude deserves it.
Steve the Dude Rude. Yeah, that's neat. So I'm glad to see that they're cranking right along. Man, I would love it if they got Shadow.
Yeah.
If they somehow managed to figure out a way to do Shadow in that body style, maybe you could do like just an overlay over the body for like a coat. I would kill to have a
just print just the a just print Shadow the details figure. On there like
print the details
like,
on there
like they used to with Secret Wars. Yeah.
Well, I think that they'll probably do something better than
print
that,
a line but. For the pants at the bottom of the pants and the belt. Not even a full belt, just the front.
I almost wouldn't mind like a vinyl cape. Type of thing on there.
I'd take it.
I wouldn't mind that.
That would be neat.
I'm looking at their Facebook page right now, man, and they got some cool stuff. Like those Eagle Force figures they're working on with Zeke, I think it is. Maybe
I was, you know, I'm a little bit disappointed when I saw those, actually. They're neat, you know, but they really just look like what's going on with G.I. Joe.
They do.
And
I agree with that.
I was hoping for something.
But they are nice.
Unique. They are nice.
They are nice.
I'm not saying they're not.
And since G.I. Joe's kind of like
dead in the water,
you know what's happened to G.I. Joe, it's a nice alternative.
Yeah.
But I especially love those Secret War sculpts. I think that's genius. All right, so let's see here. What else you want to talk about?
Well,
I have two more things.
That's it for Toy Fair.
That's it for Toy Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For one, if you have not done so yet, or you're new to the show, check out my artist page on Facebook.
That's a plug.
Mike Beckett, artist. Also, check out Hazard Publishing. It's our good friend Nate Bauer putting up a lot of good art. Check that out on Facebook. And if you're so inclined, you like superhero based artwork, check out Eric W. Meador artwork.
Hey, that's a friend of the show, right?
Friend of the show. He listens all the time, but he does great stuff and is mastered watercolor, if I may say so myself.
You know, when he first started like commenting on the show and stuff, I didn't know.
You didn't know that.
Like, I knew it was. I don't remember exactly when he addressed that he was an artist or something like that, but. When I saw his page, I'm like, holy moly, this guy, like, listens to the show? Yeah. This guy's, like, he's got a real talent here. Like, and this is like, the real deal here. This isn't just some guy that's, like, just sketching things out or something like that.
It's available for commissions, I must say.
Real deal right here. I mean, like, really good.
Yeah, it's not just, like, ink.
No,
it's like, he's doing, like, good
really
paintings
good.
Of cool stuff. So, anyway, those are some plugs. Go check those out and click like on the page.
Yeah, click. It's not going to hurt you to click the like button.
It's not going to hurt you.
It's not going to hurt you at all.
Your friends don't even have to see it but one time, and then it's gone.
And if they don't like it, then they shouldn't be your friends. You know? Right. If they don't like that you like something, if they're like, I wish you wouldn't like that, then that's you don't need a friend like that.
That's right. You don't need those friends.
Okay. So
okay.
You good there?
I'm good there. Everything I have is movie news.
Okay, mine's not. Rob Liefeld is terrible.
I know that.
I just want to go on record here.
Yep.
We had seen he was doing a Mondo poster for Deadpool, which he's the creator of Deadpool.
Deopold.
Even though he basically just ripped off Deathstroke to make Deadpool, he's the creator of Deadpool. And even those other creators that made Deadpool into this big popular character.
Well, he created Fighting America, too.
He created
too.
Deadpool. So
he created
for some
Smash,
reason,
too. The character.
Of course he did. He's in the limelight now because Deadpool's huge. So Mondo Tees, who does these great like posters based on films from different artists and different TV shows, or cartoons, all these different things they do different posters for. They have a Rob Liefeld Deadpool Mondo poster.
Yep.
And the minute I saw it, and we both looked at it, I'm like, he had to base this off of some kind of picture.
This is...
Because it's got thumbs. Yeah. It's got actual formed hands. And Rob Liefeld cannot draw a hand.
Well,
he can't do it.
The style is proportionate.
Yeah.
And it was like...
It's not some goofy giant biceps and a chest that's turned off to the side or anything like that. So I'm like, it's got to be that he's just taking a still. And then Mike sent me an email the other day. He was like, check this out. And it was the exact still that he had borrowed. And there was his art overlaid. Like phased one in and out, it was just completely traced.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
he just
traced it, and not well, I might say.
No, and then somebody else embellished it with inks and all these things to take it a step further.
Yeah, someone else colored it and made it look like something.
If I was Mondo, I would be like, you know what, man, come on, do better effort than this.
We would
this
say
is something major here.
We ask you to do this. This is a big movie. They probably paid him money to do it.
Definitely commissioned him.
And you've put in maybe 2 hours worth of
you just traced a picture
worth of work. To translate this.
It's ridiculous.
He's a hack.
He's a complete hack.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah, usually we're kinder on the show to other people, but not to Rob Liefeld. He doesn't deserve your kindness.
No.
He's a jerk, too, and I told you about I think I've said it on the show before, but he was super rude when I saw him at a con.
Oh, yeah. I've heard stories, man, from people that have worked with him, and I don't know how he's... didn't get fired. I mean, he was straight up stealing people's artwork. I'm not even just talking about swipes. Somebody said that they had a cover due and it went missing. Like, the actual physical piece of work went missing, and then Rob Liefeld said, oh, well, he came in, and he turned in one, which looked remarkably similar to the other guys.
Gee, I wonder.
And then something happened where they weren't going to accept. I can't remember what happened, but then the other guy's artwork magically turned up just in the nick of time, and it's like, that's very suspicious.
He's not a cool guy. I think we mentioned on the show where he was getting into it with Charles Lippincott on Facebook over, you know, saying that Charles Lippincott steals credit or something like that. And it's like, dude, you're the ultimate guy to talk about stealing credit. You're the one. Yeah. You're the ultimate artist to get into that. Terrible. I'm ashamed that he ever became anything in comics. It makes me sad for the art form that.
There are people out there who adamantly are defending him still, though.
Yeah, I don't understand how he still gets work. At some point, I mean, he's of that 90s thing, where that 90s style. But most of those 90s style guys have moved on, and they've evolved and gotten better over time.
I look at somebody
he stayed exactly the same.
Yeah, I look at somebody like Jim Lee.
Gets better
every
time.
Fits right in there, but he knew what he was doing, obviously. I mean, there was certain embellishments, but all the fundamental stuff seemed to be there, you know? And, Rob doesn't have
not Rob. All right, so then I'm on movie stuff, too, and I think the big one we want to talk about is the...
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to move on to the other stuff you want to talk about first?
Just real quick, how much time are we?
We're sitting at 41 minutes already.
Yeah, okay. So Daniel Craig said he would return as Bond, which I think before he didn't, but...
oh, really?
But I guess. I mean, that's the rumor. That's what I read. With the blessing of his wife, whatever that means. I don't know.
Were we concerned that his wife was keeping him from being Bond?
Maybe she said that's too dangerous. I don't want you to do that anymore.
No, you can get killed out there.
Yeah.
A secret agent?
Yeah, a secret agent. You're gonna get killed.
She thinks it's real life.
Yeah, she doesn't understand.
Honey, I watched that last movie. You almost died. Yeah. You've got to stop doing this.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's something. For Expendables 4, it looks like Stallone is probably not going to be in Expendables 4.
Why do it?
Exactly. Except that Hulk Hogan is in talk to sort of take his place as leader.
No!
I don't... They're two different caliber actors.
Completely.
I like Hulk Hogan being in it.
I like the Hulk.
I like the Hulk being in it.
Yeah.
But to head the group, I don't know that that's how that's going to go.
Last time I saw Hulk Hogan act was in what? Thunder in Paradise?
Suburban Commando.
No, I think it was the Thunder in Paradise television series that I saw him in last. Or in any episode of wrestling.
Yeah.
He was acting in all those.
Well, Jack Nicholson was in talks to be the villain.
Whoa.
I
haven't seen Jack in anything in a while.
I know.
Man.
Can you imagine that?
That'd be amazing.
So that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? And also...
I would see it then.
Pierce Brosnan is on board.
I gotta tell you that Antonio Banderas was amazing.
Yeah, you watched Expendables 3 in between now and last time.
And Antonio Banderas cracked me up, man.
He really... Yeah, he was the highlight of
that.
He
was so great.
Movie, I think.
If he came back, I would also be more inclined to go see it. Yeah. But, yeah, if Jack was the villain, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I thought you might.
I don't care who's in it.
I thought you might. Carl Weathers is open to revising his role as Apollo Creed in Creed 2...
Which makes no sense.
I'm not sure how they're going to
spoiler warning.
Do that.
Apollo Creed died in Rocky IV. you can't make him look unless you do the CGI de-aging thing.
They were talking about, you know, making it.
I think we talked about it on the show. Before,
did we talk
too.
About it on the show?
I think we might have. I can't remember. Okay. Sometimes I get confused what we talk about in real life and in show life.
Yeah, me too. But so anyway, of course, you are open to that, Carl Weathers.
Yeah, of course you are. He's not really doing a whole lot. I like Carl Weathers.
I like Carl Weathers, too, but what are you going to do? Turn down a role as Apollo Creed to come back?
You're not going
to
turn it down. Turn
no,
it down.
You'll say okay.
And they have gotten better with that CGI de-aging thing.
Yeah,
but not to that point. Like, they de-aged Arnold for that one sequence where he comes back in Terminator Genisys, and I thought it was well handled. Like, it didn't jump out at me as, he's been de-aged here.
Yeah.
Whereas it did jump out in whatever X-Men movie it was with a de-aged Professor X and Magneto. But that was a while ago.
I'm really concerned about the integrity of a franchise where the first six movies relied almost not at all on special effects.
Yeah.
Of any kind.
I don't want that. I don't want it to become a CGI fest.
So, I don't know.
I think they've told those characters stories. There's no reason to put in any more now.
Right.
Rocky 1 through 6 is a complete story of not only Rocky, but Apollo Creed. Like, it's...
We know about Apollo Creed.
We've got his whole story right there. That's all we need. All those characters, their entire story is told in those six movies.
Yeah.
I don't need for you to go Rocky 4.5.
Bring back Talia Shire and let's do a movie about her... Her hospital
de-age
illness.
Her and see what she looks like in between Rocky 5 and Rocky 6. Yeah. That's okay.
Last but definitely not least, a Spaceballs 2 teaser
it was
poster.
A prank.
It was a prank?
Yeah.
Daggone it. Because the movie was unconfirmed, but...
Yeah, it's a prank.
Okay.
They haven't decided yet if it was the posters themselves were a prank or if it was a Photoshop of the posters. And everybody's leaning towards a Photoshop because that's the only picture anybody has of those posters.
Okay.
Is that one taken from that angle. Great poster.
Yeah, cool poster.
Clever. Doing the dark helmet thing, kind of burn up like Vader's helmet from Force Awakens. But yeah, it's a prank.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
See, Mel Brooks should say... Oh, yeah, it is time to do that.
See, I wonder if Rick Moranis would come back to do that.
He had talked about doing some acting again. I know he's looking for more dramatic roles, I think, but...
I think he was willing to do the next Ghostbusters if it was right, but it wasn't right, so there was no reason for him to come back.
Right.
You can't do Dark Helmet without Rick Moranis.
Yeah, if he doesn't do it, then...
If he doesn't do it, then there's no reason to have that character in the film. And if you can't have Dark Helmet in the Spaceballs sequel, there's no reason to do the Spaceballs sequel. You have to have... Rick Moranis, if you're going to do a
They could do a Force Awakens angle and have some young buck who's got this giant helmet that he's...
Yeah, I guess they could.
Maybe he's carrying it around or something.
Man. And you can't have John Candy back.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
It's tough to do a Spaceballs sequel if you don't get Rick Moranis back, especially with no John Candy.
No.
Bill
Pullman. Bill Pullman's not available.
I think he would probably do it. Talking about... why aren't Joan Rivers... No Joan Rivers either. So you already started to lose some of the people that would make it kind of a true sequel.
Yeah. You know?
Okay, so the other thing I think we need to talk about is R-rated comic book films.
Hold on to your butts.
Okay, so... do this real quick. So Deadpool came out. It's R-rated. Big hit. Made lots of money. That's great. Deadpool is a film that should be rated R. Now, Deadpool is a character that wasn't always made for adults, but it became an adult-oriented character through the way the comic moved on. And if the most popular iteration and the version that has kept it going is that version, then I understand where the film should be that version too, where it should be an R-rated film. But now that that has happened, Fox has looked at it basically like, oh, that's the issue, so we should... It's our highest-grossing X-Men film in 2 weeks, and it's R-rated. So let's make X-Force R-rated, and let's make the next Wolverine R-rated.
Yeah.
There's no reason Wolverine should be R-rated.
Yeah.
I understand Wolverine is a dark character, and he kills people and all those things, but he's also a character that's been embraced by kids just as much as he was by adults. And you've set this Wolverine character in multiple films that have been accessible to a younger audience... You can't then now take that away from them and say, no, Wolverine's for adults now. You can't have Wolverine anymore. Yeah. I hate that. I'm so sick of the studios and even the comic companies taking these characters that were once for everybody and really intended for children to begin with and now saying, well, these belongs to the older guys that grew up with them now. They don't belong to you. How's that new generation going to get into comics if you keep making everything for the adults?
Yeah.
But the worst offender... of the bunch has now been announced that Batman vs. Superman will have a R-rated cut on the DVD.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't... Them creating an R-rated version isn't a direct correlation to Deadpool, because the R-rated version was submitted to the MPAA or whatever months ago. But them actually releasing an R-rated version absolutely must have to do with Deadpool, because they announced it right after the Deadpool thing... Right. And 30 days before the movie even hits theaters.
Right.
You're announcing what your home video version's going to be 30 days before the movie's even out?
Right.
And you're telling me it has nothing to do with the R-rated success of Deadpool? That's silly. That's silly to say any different. What's really disheartening to me is that there was an R-rated version in the first place to submit. that they thought it was okay to make an R-rated movie that has Superman in it. Superman should never be an R-rated character. You can debate that Batman is a dark character and maybe should be in a darker film. I'd still disagree with that. I think the most Batman should ever be is PG-13. But Superman should never, ever, ever be only for adults. That's silly. Yeah. That's ridiculous. He's always been an all-ages character. He's always been the symbol of hope. He's always been the one that everybody should look up to. He's always been accessible from kids that are, you know, age 2 up to, you know, adults that are in their 90s. It should be a character that's for everybody. And the fact that they made a film that was R-rated to begin with is disgusting. It's just so sad to me.
Yeah.
That you have to go to a kid and say, well, Superman's really not for you anymore. It's for adults. This Superman movie is for adults. That's disgusting. No thank you, Zack Snyder. No thank you, DC Cinematic Universe. You just take it and you run with it and give it to whatever audience wants that, because that's not Superman to me. That's not Batman to me. And that's not anything else you're going to put on the screen to me. No thanks.
Yeah. I'm curious as to how hard of an R it's going to be, because with the DVDs, you know, usually what happens is they put out an unrated version, mm-hmm. which simply means that the material that's added back in didn't go through the screening process for the rating board.
Yeah.
So yeah, it seems a little desperate to me and a very obvious that, okay, Deadpool's a success, and so now we're announcing, oh, don't worry, we're doing an R-rated version that's on there. Why aren't you calling it an unrated version?
You desperately want to call it R-rated.
You want to call it that because you feel like that's going to be a selling point.
That's it now.
So that in itself seems very desperate to me, and it seems very obvious. I don't care whether or not, you know, they put whatever they want on the DVD. I'm wondering, like, is it simply more violence that's going to be added? Are they going to overdub some F-bombs to put in there or something? I mean, because, you know, going back to Wolverine, you can fit a lot into a PG-13 movie.
You definitely can.
I mean, this is not like...
Definitely can.
Like little kiddie movies. This is not Disney movies versus, you know, Rambo or whatever. Like, there's a lot you can fit into a PG-13 movie. You can say, you can get away with an F-word in there. Mm-hmm. You can get away with some nudity if, you know, and you can get away with a heck of a lot of violence.
Totally.
In a PG-13 movie. I mean, the last Wolverine movie, there was no shortage of action in that. He killed plenty of people, you know. He used his claws.
Yep.
It's not, you know.
I've never watched Hugh Jackman as Wolverine in any film and felt like it was toned down.
Right.
I've never felt that.
Yeah, you never thought like, oh man, I wish this was grittier.
Yeah, as an adult, I look at it and I'm like, that's Wolverine. I'm watching Wolverine. This is Wolverine doing Wolverine things.
And based on,
I never like, oh man, I really wish he'd tear somebody apart. Yeah. I really wish he would cut their heads off.
I want to see blood.
That's silly. That's way more immature than the audience that you think it's, right. You know, that it's toned down to or whatever. And I don't think the kids have ever looked at it and thought it was, you know, that it was too much or too scary or anything. It's the perfect, you know, medium for it.
Yeah.
Because it's really more of an all-ages accessible take on the character, which is what this needs to be. And just because you're PG-13 doesn't mean it's toned down. It doesn't mean it's kiddified. It doesn't mean any of those things.
Well, you just watched Expendables 3, and it was the same deal when that came out.
I thought it was fine. I thought it completely matched the other two Expendables.
Did you watch it and say, oh my goodness, this is so...
I wasn't at any point going, oh, right. So toned down. Right. This is ridiculous.
No. Plenty of people got shot. There was plenty of punching going on.
Yep.
And, you know, you can fit plenty of swear words in a PG-13. So, and as far as, like, Logan is concerned, or Wolverine... From what I've seen and read in the comic book community, not just people that we know, but everybody, they all love Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Yep.
Which means they've all loved Wolverine movies thus far. And so now, for there to be this rejoicing, like finally this problem's getting fixed. There wasn't a problem to begin with, as far as I can see, except that...
They're doing the same thing with Batman.
Except that now...
Not to jump in on you.
No, right, yeah.
But they're doing the same thing by saying, oh, finally, Batman's getting an R rating. Finally!
Yeah.
Finally! So now you didn't like your Nolan films? Because those weren't rated R, were they?
No, right.
So and now you didn't like Batman 89, and now you don't like Mask of the Phantasm, now you don't like Batman Animated Series, because none of those were the real Batman that's rated R. Okay, Batman has had some adult storylines. Yeah. I completely give you that. Killing Joke is made for adults, and the book says mature readers.
Right.
But you're picking out five, maybe, mature readers Batman books out of the characters, I don't know, 75-plus year history, where it's been accessible to everybody, and now it's finally you get an R-rated movie?
Yeah.
That's silly. That's silly.
Well, yeah, what's really silly, I mean, you've already pointed this out, the immaturity of seeking out, like, basing the movies that you want to see based on the rating that they get. I don't understand that. Like, well, I was interested in this character, but it's only PG-13, so I'm not interested in that.
I don't really want to see what they do with it if they're gonna have to tone it down.
All right, Deadpool comes out, and all of a sudden you have a bloodlust that, I mean, how bad? I mean, how over the top does it need to be?
Yeah,
everything doesn't fit in that category. Like you said, Deadpool fits.
Blade kind of fits.
Blade was totally. I mean,
it fit. It fit what they were doing, because it was always a horror comic, and not really a comic that was made for, like, the younger set. You didn't see kids, you know, pretending they were being Blade back in grade school, but they were Superman, and they were Batman, and they were these characters.
But you have with this, it's not even Superman and Batman now, it's almost the entire Justice League. I mean, you got Wonder Woman, and Aquaman's gonna be in it, and, who else? Well, whoever.
Cyborg.
Yeah. Was he a cyborg, isn't it, now, too?
He's in Justice League. I don't know if he's in the Batman vs. Superman. Okay. I've lost track of who all has been in Batman vs. Superman.
But, I'm not even, like, upset about the movie as such. I mean, we've talked about it a lot on here. I know that a lot of people are upset about a darker Superman because he is the hopeful one. He's the one who's supposedly has a higher standard.
Yep.
You know. That aside, I mean, the announcement that we're going to do this, like you said, 30 days before the movie even comes out, it seems like it's very obvious what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's very sad that you feel like you have to do that. You know, I would like for them to say, like, We're making this movie. We made the movie that we wanted to make, and here it is. And you either enjoy it or you don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And forget about whatever else came out. Forget about the success of Deadpool. That's another movie. That's another character. That's in another comic universe.
Totally.
Let that be it. Let Deadpool be Deadpool, and you be you. You know, like it's already gotten to the point where all superhero movies look the same.
Oh yeah.
To me, everything is like, oh well, this worked for so-and-so, so now we've got to do that.
That's what James Gunn was saying, the guy that did Guardians of the Galaxy, when this whole thing started with I think some article said, Deadpool's finally a Marvel film that's not afraid to kind of poke fun at itself, and it really is the game changer. And he was like, what are you talking about? What happened to Iron Man? Iron Man kind of, you know, has its own fun in itself, and, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy is kind of having fun with the whole thing. It's not being serious. And he said, what I'm afraid of is that it's going to be just like when Guardians of the Galaxy was a hit, it was, here's your copycats. Right. Oh, that was a hit? Then let's make this like that.
Insert more humor.
Yeah. Oh, look at this trailer for Star Trek Beyond, or whatever the new Star Trek thing is. It's basically, I'm trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
Suicide Squad is basically trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy, but in a more street level.
I'm surprised that that is not, or I thought, I expected that to be a rated R film, and that's a PG-13.
Who knows when that actually comes out? And, you know, they'll probably announce it.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they will.
But everybody's just going to try and leech onto the thing that's popular right then and adapt it to it. Man, it's really sad to think that there is a superhero film that they made for an adult audience that has these characters. If I were a kid, like, I'm putting back myself in the mindset of, you know, back when I was 12 and loved comics, and if they told me that there was this film of Superman Batman coming out, I would have been excited. And then they told me that, well, it's this darker version. It's really, we made it more for adults, not really for you. That would have been a huge bummer for me as a kid to go, oh, so it's not made for me.
They've got toys out for it.
You made it for the adults. There's plenty of toys out for it.
Yeah.
But it's an adult film. It's dark, and it's our dark take on Superman. Yeah, no thanks. If that's your cup of tea, great. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's awesome, and I hope it's everything you hoped for in a film. But it's not for me. It's not made for me, and I am not going to be seeing it, and I'm not going to be supporting it. So there's that. All right, so I think that about wraps it up, right? Yeah, we're 1 hour, exactly. So we're going to sign off on this one. Oh, you need to get that music together, man. Fell asleep on the job again. No, I didn't. Drive fast. Stuck up with me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Put that over there.
So, yeah. In summation, if a movie studio wants to make a rated R movie, I really don't care. I'm really tired of this copycat stuff, this desperation of...
Mm-hmm.
Quick, jump on the bandwagon, quick.
Oh, Avengers? Well, let's make Justice League as fast as we can. R-rated films are good. Batman vs. Superman's rated R.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So we'll sign off on this one, and we're going to talk to you guys next time, right?
Yeah, we'll sign off.
Okay.
Now, talk to you next time.
See you guys next time.